Helmholtz and the savage took to one another at once, so cordially indeed that Bernard felt a sharp pang of jealousy. In all these weeks, he had never come to so close an intimacy with the savage as Helmholtz immediately achieved. Watching them, listening to their talk, he found himself sometimes resentfully wishing that he had never brought them together. He was ashamed of his jealousy, and alternately made efforts of will and took soma to keep himself from feeling it. But the efforts were not very successful, and between the soma holidays there were, of necessity, intervals. The odious sentiment kept on returning. At his third meeting with the savage, Helmholtz recited his rhymes on solitude. "What do you think of them?" he asked when he had done. The savage shook his head. "Listen to this," was his answer. And unlocking the drawer in which he kept his mouse-eaten book, he opened and read, "Let the bird of loudest lay on the sole Arabian tree, herald sad and trumpet be." Helmholtz listened with a growing excitement. At "sole Arabian tree" he started. At "thou shrieking harbinger" he smiled with sudden pleasure. At "every fowl of tyrant wing" the blood rushed up into his cheeks. But at "defunctive music" he turned pale and trembled with an unprecedented emotion. The savage read on. "Property was thus appalled, that the self was not the same. Single nature's double name, neither two nor one was called. Reason in itself confounded, saw division grow together." "Orgy, porgy, ha ha ha," said Bernard, interrupting the reading with a loud, unpleasant laugh. "It's just a solidarity service hymn." He was revenging himself on his two friends for liking one another more than they liked him. In the course of their next two or three meetings, he frequently repeated this little act of vengeance. It was simple, and, since both Helmholtz and the savage were dreadfully pained by the shattering and defilement of a favorite poetic crystal, extremely effective. In the end, Helmholtz threatened to kick him out of the room if he dared to interrupt again. And yet, strangely enough, the next interruption, the most disgraceful of all, came from Helmholtz himself.